Well, let me turn the radio down in the background. We are headed to the Waffle House in Greer. I've been down to finally get my appointment after 9 months. A really nice new doctor. Light years away from that other rube that was down there. And she did another blood test and stopped here at Wally World, got some push water, and ran over to Aldi's and used their facilities. Didn't have to buy anything today, but I wasn't going to make it to the Waffle House. How's your day, Rusty?
Oh, going slow, but I wasn't trying to do anything fast today. And headed to the grocery store right now. Got up late because I stayed up late. And was on a net until about 1:30 this morning. And so I got up about 8 o'clock and took my time. And now I'm headed to the grocery store and got to pick up a few items to tide me over till next week. And, you know, just things like that. And then I'll head back to the house and got some stuff to do there. And then I'll just take it easy for the rest of the day.
I don't know what the heck's in the way of this lane up here. Somebody probably turned into this pool place. Well, did you get that DX station I sent you the other night in Nairobi?
Well, I wasn't home when you sent that to me. I was on my way home. And I got on the air and tried to listen for him and never heard him. Nothing there for me. So, I've been trying a couple more times, so we'll have to just see. You know, I'll have to try again. And I'm listening to one last night, and I was trying wanting to work in, but I couldn't break through the pileup that November 5, Juliet, I think it is, or whatever it is. Anyway, that one, I was trying to work them last night. There was a pileup going on, and I wasn't getting through it with my 100 watts, so it did, you know, it didn't work out.
What, he was on 14091. I think it was FT8, though. I didn't see him on any of the other ones, and Bernice was in really bad shape last night, so she didn't feel like going to the basement. And today, I took her with me to the VA, and she had to use a walker and a wheelchair. So I can't wait to get her in to see the knee doctor on Friday. But what band was that? What was you on, 20 meters?
No, I was on 40 meters. It was CW, and it was late. It was around 11:30 last night, I think it was, when I was listening to him. And he had a bunch of people trying to call him.
You got him on two bands, but it was a booger. To get in there. They're really weak at my station. I don't know about yours, but they are very, very weak.
Strong. He wasn't strong, but the tide of people calling him, oh gosh, it was like, you know, like I said, it was a inundation. And he was working, split. And they were up and down that band, both sides of where he was transmitting. And like I said, he wasn't very strong, and every now and again I could pick him out and get enough of him to read him. But with everybody calling him, no way I was going to get through. It sounded like about 50 people were calling him at one time last night.
50,000. Yeah, it's very difficult, and he's running about 32 words a minute if it's the same guy on that band. I heard, I read, their website's really interesting to go to. I read where they were only running 40 watts or something like that, but I don't know if that's true or not. And there's only like five guys, and we're passing five guys up here. I worked them on 17 and four or five days ago, and then I worked them on 15, two or three days ago. I tried on 20, but I was just afraid to transmit because I probably would not be able to hear his return. And as you said, it was just a huge, huge pile up. And I won't stay at that very long. It's just not worth it to me. And I'm definitely not going to use the streaming single sideband thing. Whoever screams the mostest and the loudest, that's probably who's going to get him. If you just stay there for hours screaming into a microphone, no way. But I got in pretty quick. But I was running 30 words a minute to get into that.
About 30, since I type, I was running about 32, I think. Something like that is what was showing up and all. But, yeah, he was on the weak side, and, you know, he was fading in and out. But somebody spotted him, and I jumped over there real quick, and I could hear him. I heard him call, and then I heard about 50,000 go back to him, so I wasn't going to try to fight into that crowd. And I gave it about 5 minutes, and then after 5 minutes, I decided I had enough of it. And so I went and found me something else to do and got away from it. So anyway, well, I have arrived at where I intended to arrive, and I got a parking space coming open, so I'm going to pull into it and leave the handicap spot for somebody else, because this one's close enough that I don't need to walk very far. In fact, there's actually a couple of them here, I think. No, the second one looks like there's a car in it. Or is there? No, I'm going to take this second spot. I'll catch up to you later, Tom. You and Bernice have a good lunch. N0TRW2T73.
Yeah, brunch, I guess they called it in the Navy. Yeah, Rusty, I got down there and I found out my VA card was expired. And little bitty writing on it. Gosh, I got that when I first got down here. I got it renewed to South Carolina with a photo ID. They just started that back then. And then they handed me a sheet of paper how to get it and how to take the picture and how to email a JPEG and all. And I asked this captain, the security guard, I said, is there any way to get some help on that? And he did it on his phone right there. So I got that one on the road, and it was very nice. And the phlebotomist, she was very nice down there. I didn't even know when she stuck the needle in my arm to get a blood draw. You have a nice day, and maybe we'll catch you on the way home or something here a little bit. And if I hear that station and there's a chance of working them, it'll probably get better later on down the line. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR. Catch you later.